This is the 3D MakerBot printer in action. The machine is a scanner that prints three-dimensional objects of almost any shape from electronic data using plastic as its raw material. This drastically reduces the costs. 21-year-old Alois Mbutura is a first-year electronic engineering student at the University of Nairobi. In March, he came up with the idea of a vein finder, a device which helps doctors administer intravenous needles to tiny infants. Today, he is perfecting his design, currently in the prototype phase. This 3D printer can produce 100 such devices in a day.
The vein finder was actually a solution that was actually wanted to, that the School of Health and the School of Engineering partnered with, so as to reduce the inability of healthcare people to find veins in babies, and also for it to be actually economical and suited to Kenya.
Affordable production is the hallmark of this fabrication laboratory. Dr. Kamau Gashigi heads the Fab Lab here. Established 5 years ago, its initial aim was to make almost anything. But new innovations and expertise have changed that aim to make machines that make almost anything. There are some 400 Fab Labs worldwide, and two are in Kenya. Dr. Gashigi believes they will promote the creation of an atmosphere and culture of innovation.
The maker movement will generate a new kind of producer, so to speak. And a lot of young people are extremely interested. Young people nowadays just have a knack for technology.
And this maker movement is gradually beginning to take shape. 2 years ago, Peter Mburi won the People's Choice Award at the NASA Space Applications Challenge for his bit harvester invention, made possible by 3D technology.
Bit harvester is an electronic device that's designed to monitor remotely using SMS wind turbines and solar installations. So you can see if they're operating okay or they're not operating okay, and you can take the necessary measures to see how to correct the problem.
In a few months, a third Kenyan Fab Lab is scheduled to open on the outskirts of Nairobi. It is expected to focus on medical and energy-based equipment, taking this manufacturing revolution to another level. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.